Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damian Woody is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Damian, we appreciate the time, man. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, and we talked about what you said yesterday, and we agreed. I thought the Mitch Trubisky comparison was a good one. I mean, Mitch's good year was his second year, not his first, but if you look at 2018, in that year, Mitch Trubisky actually, you could argue, had a better year than Baker Mayfield, and then last year they were both terrible, and the Bears have written off, or at least the fans have written off Mitch Trubisky. We're still believers in Baker, but yeah, you're right. He's got a lot to prove this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you look at what the Cleveland Browns organization has done as far as surrounding Baker Mayfield with players, I mean, I don't know if many organizations have done a better job of acquiring talent to really help their quarterback number one overall pick. I mean, you got two stud wide receivers. You signed Austin Hooper at tight end position. You signed Jack Conklin at right tackle. You drafted Dredrick Wills at left tackle. I mean, they've done everything imaginable to really, remediate the offensive line and just give Baker Mayfield every opportunity to be successful. And that's why I said, if it doesn't happen this year, if he doesn't turn those interceptions around this year, there's going to be a lot of conversation as to whether to exercise that fifth-year option.
Yeah, Damien, I'm with you. We've been saying it for a while now. I mean, this is a make-or-break season for him. I think it's also important for, a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who's coming off of a pretty significant injury and surgery this offseason, to have a bounce-back year. What is it about Odell that he hasn't really been the same player prior to the catch, like the Dallas catch? Remember, not that he wasn't still a really good player, but it just felt like something just was off with him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone knows about the talent Odell Beckham Jr. has. I mean, he's one of the most talented guys coming into the league in a long time. And, in the early part of his career, he was putting up the numbers to really, validate, all the people saying that. I think a couple things have been plaguing him. Number one, injuries. I think he's had some injuries. And then, obviously, playing with the New York Giants and, they've been in decline there for a while, particularly with the quarterback Eli Manning, who's now retired. And then you get traded to Cleveland. And, I've always told people, the one thing about the Cleveland Browns organization, they have all the name talent. There's no question. The names on the back of the jersey really impress you. But I said, turn around a coach is like turning the Titanic. It's really a tough, tough situation. So even as talented as a player that Odell Beckham Jr. is, if you don't have the right talent, if you don't have the right coaches, it's still going to inhibit your ability to go out there and perform at the highest level.
We're talking with Damian Woody, longtime NFL player, and now with ESPN, of course. Damian, I want to talk about Nick Chubb for a minute because, and maybe, I don't know, here in Cleveland, he gets a lot of hype and love. And I look at Nick Chubb, and I think he is as talented, in my opinion, as any back in the NFL. He's as hard to tackle as any back in the NFL. He does everything right on and off the field. He is the consummate teammate. And I feel like this guy doesn't get enough hype nationally. Am I wrong? Is he getting the hype he deserves?
No, you're absolutely right. I am a huge fan of Nick Chubb. I mean, this is a guy that, had almost 1,500 yards, averaged over 5 yards a carry. I mean, just tough as nails to bring down, plays hard, plays the right way, goes about his business the right way on and off the field. I think, you know, I think he's a top two back, you know, in the National Football League. I really do. I think he is fantastic. And I've been, you know, I even said last year, I thought the offense should go through Nick Chubb.
Yep.
Run the offense through Nick Chubb and good things will happen. And I think, in that, Baker Mayfield will become a better quarterback. And so that's why I feel like with the Cleveland Browns addressing the offensive line, really bolstering that, getting the run game going even more, that'll help Baker Mayfield. So I am a huge, huge fan of Nick Chubb.
You know, the other day, Kareem Hunt did a Zoom call and says he wants an extension in Cleveland. He wants to, you know, win a Super Bowl in Cleveland, go to the playoffs in Cleveland. He's from this area, and he's, you know, upset about what happened in Kansas City and all that. And we had the conversation, you know, a little bit about, you know, can they afford to pay two running backs? Because Nick Chubb's going to be up soon too, and Hunt will be a free agent after this year. What do you do with Kareem Hunt, and could it be worth it to pay both of them?
Well, I don't know if you know, with this whole pandemic, and obviously, you know, a lot of these organizations are not only looking at 2020, but they're looking at 2021. We don't know what the salary cap situation is going to look like. You know, a lot of people are talking about the salary cap, you know, next year is either going to be flat or down because of the pandemic. So I think a lot of teams are going to be real cautious about, you know, trying to extend players and you know, in that light. So, you know, if I'm Cleveland, I'm sitting tight. You know, a lot of these teams out here have running backs by committee. They have in my opinion, two studs in the backfield in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. So I don't know if I would, you know, make any investments, particularly at the running back position. So I would probably sit tight.
We're talking with Damian Woody of ESPN, longtime NFL player. Damian, obviously you played for Bill Belichick, and now for the first time in a long time, he does not have Tom Brady. There's been a ton of talk about, you know, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, but what about the Patriots? I feel like this season people are going to say, well, now we can determine who needs more, one guy more than the other. I think that's silly. What do you think the Patriots are going to do this year?
I think people are underestimating the Patriots. I think that Bill Belichick, in my opinion, is the greatest coach regardless of sport in history. I played under him for 4 years. I know what his greatness is each and every day. I know how he, you know, the demands he have of his players. And I think one of the greatest skills, not only just him teaching the game of football, but one of the great things that Bill Belichick does is he teaches you how not to lose games. Because he would always preach to us, more teams find ways to lose games than win them. So I think, not having Tom Brady there, you know, the greatest quarterback in NFL history, in my opinion, it's going to hurt just from an experience standpoint. But I think with that coaching staff still there, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, whoever the quarterback is, they're going to make sure that they have those guys coached up where they're not putting their team in compromising situations where they're losing football games. So, you know, for everyone out there that's writing the Patriots off like they're just going to be this average or below average team, I just don't see it.
What do you think of the rest of the AFC East? I know your Jets have a chance to do something this year, Buffalo Bills, and who knows with the Dolphins.
Well, I think the AFC East is wide open. You know, when Tom Brady moved on, everyone within a division became real giddy. And I think the first team you got to start with is the Buffalo Bills. You know, Sean McDermott and the head coach and Brandon Bean, the GM, have done a great job of implementing that culture. And you see that team is tough as nails. They have one of the best defenses in the National Football League. You know, the quarterback, Josh Allen, you know, he's a young quarterback who's getting better and better. Would like to see him be more accurate with the football, but this guy is really a dual threat guy in the backfield, the quarterback position. And obviously they traded for Stephon Diggs to add another weapon on offense to help Josh Allen at the quarterback position. So this is a team that made the playoffs last year in 2019. So this team, in my opinion, you have to put them at the top of the heap as far as the AFC East is concerned.
By the way, Damian, I still can't believe in your final year that your Jets beat Tom Brady with Mark Sanchez. I still can't believe you guys won that playoff game. Still stuck
well, listen, this day. Listen, people can say whatever they want about Mark Sanchez,
yeah.
But the thing is, when it was money time in the playoffs, the dude was money. The dude
yeah, he was.
Played his tail off. So he had a lot of really big games in the playoffs during his career.
Yeah, he certainly did back-to-back AFC Championship games. Hey, Damien, we got to talk about your background game on TV. You are among the best of the best in the back. I mean, this has become a big thing, right? Like, who would have ever thought about this before? And now it's like you got to have a good background and talk about, like, you got the jerseys up there. You got the best background.
Yeah, man. Everyone says, like, my background is straight out of, like, the movie Gladiator. Like, Julius Caesar back there. Like, are you not entertained? I got the jerseys. But I always get a lot of stuff from Jets fans because, you know, there's no Jet jersey back there. I tell them all the time, it's in my office. It's just not in my background. So they're really trying to raise a lot of noise about switching out one of my jerseys. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I got love for the Jets in my office.
Damien Woody's with us from ESPN, of course. Damien, how do you think Tom does in Tampa Bay this year?
I think Tom is going to play really well. I really do. And I just, you know, when people ask me about this, I go back to actually during my Jet days. In 2008, Brett Favre got traded to the Jets in training camp. We were actually in Cleveland in the preseason when Brett Favre got traded.
I remember that.
And the first couple games, it was a little rough because – we learned the West Coast. We didn't force Brett Favre to learn our system. We actually learned the West Coast to make it easier on Brett. So the first couple games, we were kind of finding our footing. But then after that, man, we were rolling. I mean, to the point where in back-to-back weeks, we beat Tom Brady. We beat the New England Patriots in Foxborough. And then the very next week, we beat an undefeated 10-0 Tennessee Titans team in Nashville. And it was because – Brett Favre hurt his elbow or his shoulder. That kind of derailed things. But I think Tom Brady is going to have a hell of a year because he hasn't had these type of weapons in his career that he has down in Tampa.
Damien, you got Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield for the next decade. Who are you taking?
I'm going Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow – I just like his game. I think he's tough as nails. I think he's more athletic than people give him credit for. He's accurate. He's a natural leader. I think people gravitate towards him. But it's all going to be – it's all on the organization. I've always said, you know, it doesn't matter what you do in college. A lot of times when you come in the National Football League, it's the culture in the organization that's going to give you the best chance to be successful. So we'll see what happens with the Cincinnati Bengals.
We're talking with former NFL offensive lineman Damien Woody, now with ESPN. Damien, let's talk about the elephant in the room, of course, and that's COVID-19, which is, you know, plays havoc with everything. Basketball's been screwed up. Hockey's been screwed up. Baseball's been screwed up. But looks like they're all finally coming back here late July. Football hasn't really been affected by it. I mean, obviously the offseason program, but, you know, free agency went, draft went. But now, once guys actually get on the field, how tough is this going to be? Because you can't socially distance in football.
Man, that's the million-dollar question, man. And yeah. It just seems like in football, the NFL is kind of waiting for baseball and NBA to get back so they can learn from what they see from those two leagues.
Right.
You know, the questions that I have – I mean, I have a couple questions. What happens if your quarterback – you know, your quarterback tests positive, you know –
Dustin, right.
You know, you're in your meeting rooms. Guess what? You're exposing the guys in your meeting room. So are those guys being quarantined? What do you do then? You know, like older coaches who get exposed to COVID-19. Those are the guys who are in the, you know, age group that are most at risk. You know,
right.
What then? So there is just, to me, I think there's a lot of things, and I think the NFL is kind of flying by the seat of their pants when it comes to this. Obviously, everyone wants football back, but I think it's going to be an interesting season, man.
What's it going to be like, you think, playing in front of no fans? I mean, I don't know that there will be no fans, but if there is, or it's small, you know, a small amount of fans, is that going to be hard?
Well, listen, I think it's definitely going to be a different experience. You know, you're going to hear the cliche that you shouldn't need that in order to, you know, motivate yourself to go out there and do your job because you do it in practice, but you know, when you're so accustomed to play, you know, whether it be college or pros, you're playing in front of 70, 80, 90,000 people, it's just going to be a different environment. But that's the age that we're living in with this whole pandemic.
Yeah. That it is. Damian, we appreciate it, man. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got thanks, Damian. Damian Woody, it, always good to chat with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.